Scott Sorensen is the chair of the advisory board for the Iron County Children's Justice Center, which is one of 20 state-funded centers set up to support victims of abuse and crimes against children.
Usually, the only opportunity we have to become involved is, sadly, after the fact. So if we could find a way to deal with individuals that might have any challenges about anger or a variety of things, if left unchecked, could lead to abuse. If we could find a way to educate our general population more and more to where we could have people really help themselves to check some of those challenges and difficulties or even thinking patterns, they'd be doing a much better job rather than coming in after the fact.
Unfortunately, with sexual abuse, there's never a clear boundary. You're supposed to love your father, your uncle, your grandfather, your aunt. It's so unclear.
That was Kristen Perry, who had detectives arrive on her doorstep on March 7, 2011, after arresting her then-husband at the Utah State Capitol. He worked as a budget analyst and had sexually abused two of their five children.
It was so hard. I actually had a strong visual as the detective told me how severe the abuse was. I felt like everything that I had ever hoped or any thought of my future was on a whiteboard and someone was just wiping it clean. I had no idea what I was going to do in the next 5 minutes, 10 minutes, how to live life.
Perry's daughter had just learned about child abuse and neglect from Prevent Child Abuse Utah, an organization that visits schools in Utah to educate children on how to identify abuse. Carrie Jensen is the associate director of PCAU.
We're providing them some education and some tools of saying, if this is happening, this is how you can get help. And kids participate. They ask questions. We do role play things with them where we can act out, who could you go tell in a situation like this?
Jensen says there is a lot of misinformation about who abusers are.
There are a lot of myths about child abuse and who an abuser is and what they look like. And it really could be anyone. So there's not a clear definition.
The National Commission to Eliminate Child Abuse and Neglect Fatalities is traveling the country to hear testimonies from states with both high and low rates of fatalities. Chairman David Sanders and other members of the commission were appointed by President Obama, who directed them to gather information from across the nation to better understand the issue and how to eradicate the tragic loss of children. Sanders says states with low child abuse and neglect fatality numbers don't leave the burden of creating awareness on the shoulders of government agencies.
When people think of who's responsible for addressing abuse and neglect, people think of the Child Protection Agency. But in the communities that we've seen that have taken this issue on, they've looked beyond the Child Protection Agency to hospitals, law enforcement, schools, child care, and made this a community responsibility.
Commission member David Rubin is a pediatrician.
The extent to which different programs that serve children and families kind of get out of their silos and communicate better with each other and integrate their approaches to make it easy for families to access their services tends to result in better outcomes that ensures that no kid is going to slip through the cracks.
Perry says her family's recovery is in large part due to the support her community, PCAU, and the local authorities provided.
So PCAU and other programs like it define those boundaries again for children to feel safe within those boundaries and say, no, I am okay to say no here.
She says her best advice to anyone is to talk about it. Have the difficult conversation so that shame can be removed from the victims and healing can begin. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Melissa Allison.